Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is August, and it is boogity boogity. It is really moving on out of here. I'm thinking that most, not all, but most of our children have gone back to school by now. So we encourage you to be a little, drive a little slow in the school zones, and be mindful of those cameras that they have installed, especially here around the Georgia area, that they catch your license plate and everything, then they send you a warning. They're supposed to be doing that for about 30 days, and then after that, I think the tickets are supposed to be coming in like $100, and then it's supposed to be $150, all those kind of things. So just be a little cautious. They may not be one of the things I found out about people who actually, some people, not all, some people who actually speed through those zones, they ain't got no kids. They don't have nothing in school. And they're late. They're probably late for the probation officer or something. I don't know where they're late from. But they always in a hurry, leave the house too late. Always late for work, just every day, the same time, come in 15 minutes late. And so leave just a little bit earlier, and let's not only let our kids be safe inside the school with all the guns and the violence and everything, but let them be safe on the highway. Just attend a few funerals of some of these children, and that'll slow you down. Some 7, 8, some 6, and some 5 years old have been hit by a car or something like that. So that's an encouragement for you this morning, since our school system started. And of course, you know, the days are getting a little bit shorter now because it's still sort of dark outside at 7 o'clock in the morning. And so we're moving on over into fall. We're moving over into fall. And I hope that you got all your vacation out of the way and the visits that you made, that you found your people good and healthy and everything, that pretty prosperous, at least through this pandemic. We can't forget that, because it's really not over yet. We're not through with it yet. And even if we were, it will still be in the minds of some people, from what I can understand. I know in the minds of some church people who need to be back in church, but they say that the pandemic is still going on, and they don't want to be in a crowd, and so they don't come back to church, but they go to Walmart, and they go to Disney World, and I've heard them up around Grand Canyon and places like that. And if that ain't no crowd, I don't know what it is. So you spent your vacation. And then they don't want to come to church because they say that you're up on each other and all that kind of stuff, and you get on a plane with 500 people. I'm not understanding some of this rationale and reasoning behind that. But anyway, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are having a wonderful time. We are having a wonderful time worshiping with the Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia. That's where I am now, the minister of the Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia. We have open Bible study, inspiring and uplifting worship. And you know that we have a cappella singing, and our Sunday morning services are from that Bible study at 9, and our worship is at 10. And we don't hold you a whole long time. We don't hold you a whole long time, but we do quite a bit of singing. We do that. Some churches got one song, a prayer, and another song, and then a preacher. But we do at least about 15 to 20 minutes of singing. And then, like I said, we don't have a whole bunch of long sermons and everything. But that is the new location for us right now, is the Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia, 473 Powder Springs Street. And I'll let you know more about that a little bit later. But we are having a good time on Sunday morning and also on Wednesday evening with our Bible study. So pray for us. Pray for us as we try to build that congregation, and enthusiasm and everything is really coming along. And so we're just having a good time. There is a call that's going out from the Lord. There's a call that's going out from the Lord in 2 Peter chapter 3. And beginning with verse number 8, there's an urgency. I know that there are many people on this call who are already members of the body of Christ, but then every once in a while I hear a prayer, a request or something for somebody who may not be a member of the body of Christ, or your children may not be, or whatever that is. But the call from the Lord is when he says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, with not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. For the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought we to be in holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God? Wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. There's an emergency call going out because we need to obey the gospel of Christ. Noah, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 through 11, he says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We are made manifest unto God, and I trust also that we may manifest it in your conscience. One of the most difficult things to do is to create the desire to obey God. I asked the question this past Sunday. Either I'm wrong and you're right, or I'm right and you're wrong, one or the other. If you have not obeyed the gospel of Christ, if you have not been baptized for the remission of your sins, then one of us is going to spend eternity in one place or the other. If you have not obeyed the gospel of Christ at all, and you say that you are saved, you know something that I don't know. If you have not been baptized for the remission of your sins, which puts you in the church, you must have some knowledge from God that I don't have. And I'd love to talk to you about why you have not obeyed the gospel, or that you have not been baptized for the remission of your sins, and yet you continue to believe that you're going to spend eternity with God Almighty. That's one of the questions I posed to the congregation on Sunday. I've heard a lot of excuses. I haven't heard them all as to why you haven't obeyed the gospel as of yet. But still, I need to know, because see, I want to be saved too. So if I can be saved outside of the church, I want to be where you are. If I can be saved getting up every Sunday morning, washing my car, watching my family go to church, watching my kids go to church, watching my mama or my grandmama, who maybe go worship, and I'm staying home watching TV all day, washing the car, or going out and play golf and everything, I need to know where you're finding that, because if that's the way, then that's where I need to be. But if not, it's the way that I'm talking about, to where you have to go through this water, to where you have to be baptized before you can be with Jesus, then I'm thinking that that's what you need to do. So one of us, some way and somehow, is taking the wrong direction as to how to get to heaven. And I know some people say, well, all you have to do is call on the Lord. Read three or four verses down from that passage, and you'll see that is not all that you need to do. Somebody says, well, that's what the preacher says. Every once in a while, you need to read your own Bible and check behind your own preacher, whoever he is, Church of Christ or what, whoever he might be. Just because you hired him as your pastor or as your reverend or as your leader, when it comes to the Bible, you need to be reading the Bible for yourself, and you'll probably be totally surprised at some of the passages that's been used to suggest. If you're one who says that all you have to do is pray this sinner's prayer, Lord, come into my life and forgive me of my sins and accept me, and I accept you, and then they said after you have said this sinner's prayer that you're saved without baptism, I need to understand that. You need to teach me that so I can be on the right side of history, so to speak. So my question this past Lord's Day was, if you have not been baptized for the remission of your sins, it's not likely that you're going to be able to see God's face in peace, and you need to do so. One of the songs that we sing, it says, "Careless soul, Why will you linger, wandering from the fold of God? Hear you not the invitation? Prepare to meet thy God. Why so thoughtless are you standing while the fleeting years go by and your life is spinning, your God? Hear you not the earnest pleading of your friends that wish thee well? And perhaps before tomorrow, you'll be called to meet your God. If you spurn the invitation till the Spirit shall depart, then you'll see your sad condition, unprepared to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed thy warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared to meet thy God. One of us is on the wrong side of that Bible. But I believe that the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2, when they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? They said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship in breaking bread, and in prayer. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You will not be able to take all your excuses into heaven at all. Read your Bible. Get on the right side of the Lord and on the right side of history. There's a call come ringing through the restless wave. We're trying to send the light to save your souls. Father, we do thank thee for this day and for this avenue of prayer and for all that are on this call, whether they in the hospice, whether they are caring for one another. And maybe you have already been victorious over the prayers that we have already sent out. Continue to be with the people who are on this program, especially our men who get up daily and to present these lessons. God is calling the prodigal son. Won't you come without delay? In Jesus' name we pray. You have a super duper week.